When I first got a Zimbabwean Siyako Congress yet, mhlaka 29 May, Inkai was impassable. But look, there is a road rehabilitation happening in Inkai. But we expect that the government, we must recognize okuhle okwenzakalayo, regardless ukuthi si opposition or not. Regarding COVID-19, akula doubt ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe has taken this pandemic seriously and has responded in a way that has saved lives. And we expect our people to also respond and they access ama vaccines. And we've encouraged the government ukuthi belethe ezinye inhlelo eziyalanda abantu ezindlini. I have not seen a really serious harassment of abantu. I have not seen impunity as other people have reported. So on that one, Tina, as EFF, we have to be fair, we have to be factual. We do not need to invent things when we create a sense of chaos. There is no chaos. Infrastructure development will benefit abantu abanengi, abanje ama farmers, will benefit abantu abanje ama businesses, will benefit even ama investors.
Njengebandla le EFF lingathi wonke okwenziwa nguhulumende kuqondile njalo sokuthuthukisa impilo yabantu na.
Asizange sithi konke okwenziwa nguhulumende kuqondile, but we have said ukuthi uhulumende uku right direction in terms of releasing izimali ze devolution and in terms of taking eminye imigwaqo from ama local authorities. We are encouraging government to even take over e sewage system from ama local authorities because they are failing to repair his teachers to hugayo. Nzaku tumezeli video ekona ngibhoda ngemagwegwe, ngibhoda ngamalokichi, and abantu bama council chambers ngabantu be opposition njenge MDC, and we've been very clear with their failing. Tina, we are a socialist revolutionary party and we believe ukuthi state must be organized under a socialist perspective. That's why tina sikhuluma nge radical devolution, where we are saying ukuthi locals must be able to participate. But when we say locals, we are not talking about a tribal kind of perspective. Tina, we are talking about every local, every African, every Zimbabwean, because Tina, we are fighting for one Africa, one borderless Africa, one people, one flag, and one presidency across Africa.
Ungasichazisela insolo yebandla lakho ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa kanye lababalisi.
Number one, a problem ka Nelson Chamisa ukuthi Galaplan ilo iqinise likhona. Galaplan uthe nekhuluma eZambia uthe abantu abavaccinatewa yigovernment bazivaccinate. That is not true. Kufuze ukhangele ipolicy. Nxa kuyukuthi uyacriticize, kufuze upropose phela i-alternative, ngoba sifuna ama-national leaders that will unite the country. Ama-teacher kufuze prioritize imfundo yabantwana. We believe ukuthi ama-teacher, even izikolo zivaliwe ngesikhathi se-COVID, kade behola, kade bencediswa ngu-government. We have said ukuthi imali eholwa ngama-teacher incane. But we believe ukuthi we can only work together as a country to push forward so that we can improve education, so that we can also improve pay ama teacher. Kumbe amanye ama organizations abo align themselves to EMTC. But I tina, as we have said, EMTC, I see lobandla eli genuine for abantu, libandla elicontrolwa ngama Americans, lama British, even lamanye ama Europeans, and they are controlled by ama former farmers, kumba ama former miners, because most of those farmers were mining in farms. So okusala ukuthi ba controlwa njenge remote control, bayatshelwa what to do. We do not respect them and we do not believe ukuthi they are capable or vale capacity. Economy is Zimbabwe kufuze ithathwe ngabantu abale proper understanding, ale proper experience, and abanga understand ukuthi kade vele i-economy irana njani.